Simon Kuflam and Alf Sivches. Ain't Adam Choshev Rashi Lipel Al Ponov, Kishim Ispal Al Tzibur. A Choshev, a person, should not be Noifel Al Ponov, shouldn't say this tefillah completely bent down. And when he's davening for the Tzibur, Elim Kenu Batuach She Yeone Ki Yeshua Benun. Unless he's sure that he will be Mispalil, that he will be, his tefillah will be accepted like Yeshua Benun's tefillah was accepted. This is talking about the Mishnah Berurah says when he's davening the tzibur and he espouses for some need of the tzibur, he shouldn't do it because people are going to think, oh, this person isn't worthy for his tefillah to be accepted. It says if he's at home, he can do this. But Yeshua, he davened and Hashem said, get up, you don't have to bow down anymore. Your tefillah is accepted. Amos says, V'chein osu l'chal odom lipel alponav b'pishat yadayim v'raglayim afila einshom evin maskis. The person is not allowed to bow down flat on his face, even if there's no stone there. The idea behind this is that to bow down flat on one's face on a stone is also midoraisa. Chomim asur, if you have one of the two factors, which is either you're laying down flat on your face, even if it's not stone, or if it is stone and you're just bowing down but you're not on your face. Those two asur jabon. If you don't have either of the two, which means that you're not going on your face, you know, you're flat on your stomach, on your face, and you also not on stone, under that circumstance is permitted. Says the Amoav Noitik Sas Al Tzidoy Muta. If a person tilts to the side, it's permitted, which means that if he's Mamish Pishot Yodayim Raglayim, if he's on his laying flat on his face, on his stomach, and his hands stretched out, even though the floor is not a floor of stone, still he has to make another Shinoy of, he has to tilt himself. And if chen yasa b'yom kippur should noifel on pneum, and so they should do such a thing. And yom kippur when they're falling down on their faces, yatzil shem asavim k'tei lehavzik ben karka v'chenogim. So as long as you have hefzik between the karka, and also you make a shinoi of tilting to the side, then it's permitted. If the floor is made out of stone, then even if a person is not flat on his face, then just he's bowing in a way that his face is in the ground, then he also has to tilt to the side. Yeah, so that's the minhag we have today. On Yom Kippur, we cover up the floor with something before, if the floor is made out of stone, before we bow down. And if you cover it up, then as long as you're not mamash flat on your face, then you can bow down and it's without tilting to the side. So today, the way we bow down is not mamash flat on our face. We're just putting our face into the ground. And therefore, as long as you have that hefsek, that's good enough.